This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here again to take that stack of sources you've got and really distill it down into something you can use, like today. And today we're talking timing. Because honestly, in marketing, having the best strategy, it's not always enough. It's about, you know, perfect coordination. So we're diving deep into seasonal search trends. Ever have that feeling? You launch this amazing campaign, you feel great about it, but then it just kind of underperforms. Yeah. Maybe because you missed that exact moment your audience was actually looking, ready to engage.
Mm-hmm.
That's a constant challenge, right? Yeah. Making sure your message lands when people actually have that intent. So our mission today, give you a roadmap. We want to show you how you can anticipate when your audience is searching, maybe what they're searching for in that moment, and crucially, how to position yourself for the best impact, the best ROI. It's about moving beyond just, you know, chasing general traffic. We want to lock on to those high intent windows.
Okay, let's unpack this. Why are these rhythms, these seasonal trends, so critical?
Well, it's fascinating because fundamentally, search behavior isn't static. It's never just a flat line across the year. It ebbs and flows. And it follows these predictable patterns really dictated by real world events. If you treat your search strategy like it's the same January through December, you're essentially ignoring the clock that governs when your potential customers are actually looking.
Right.
Things like, you know, tax season, back to school, year-end budget crunches. These all drive search. For service businesses especially, failing to account for this isn't just a missed opportunity.
It's a cost, isn't it?
It's a massive, often invisible cost. Think about launching a big campaign maybe 2 months after your prospects were most actively searching. You've lost leads. You've probably wasted a chunk of ad spend.
Yeah, that ad spend cost.
Yeah.
It gets hidden, right? You look at the annual budget, assume the ROI is steady, but if intent just disappears in, say, June, every dollar you spend then is worth way less than what you spent back in March when people were actually looking.
Exactly. Imagine you offer financial planning for small businesses focused on taxes.
Okay.
If you launch your main push in May, well, you've missed the boat. You've missed those critical 3 months when people were desperately searching for help.
They've either found someone else or just kicked the can down the road.
Right. Either way, your ads in May, they're hitting an audience with near zero intent. So high ad spend, very low conversion, wasted money. And there's this key stat. Google often points this out. Something like 70% of online activity is driven by intent. And that intent is tied to specific needs, specific moments in time.
80%, wow.
You can't really fight that. You have to work with it. So monitoring these trends, it gives you a clear roadmap. It lets you sync up your campaigns with how buyers actually make decisions. You start pushing and start, you know, facilitating.
Okay, so alignment is the goal. That means the starting point has to be figuring out your specific alignment points.
Yeah. Right?
Your industry's rhythm. For anyone listening, that first step has to be mapping out the cycles that matter in your specific area, because they vary wildly. What works for, I don't know, agriculture tech is totally different than B2B software cycles.
Oh, absolutely. That customization is key. You can't just look at like Black Friday and think you're done. You need to dig into the shifts that really move the needle for your specific business. Our sources break this down pretty well into about four main types of cycles that drive search behavior. First up, you've got quarterly demand shifts. See this a lot in B2B.
Right, end of quarter, start of quarter stuff.
Exactly. End of Q4, you might see use it or lose it, budget searches, people needing procurement fast. Start of Q1, maybe it's more about planning, researching bigger investments.
So the search intent itself changes from help me plan in January to I need this now in December.
Precisely. The whole mindset shifts. Okay, second type. Annual events and deadlines. These are the hard stops. Think tax deadlines, compliance renewals you have to do, big industry conferences, maybe software license renewals.
Guaranteed search spikes there. High urgency.
Yes, definitely. Third, you've got the broader holidays and cultural events. And this isn't just retail, you know?
Mm-hmm.
New Year's resolutions drive searches for gyms, sure, but also career coaching, online courses, maybe debt consolidation. Back to school hits hardware, software, tutoring, lots of services. And then fourth is product or service cycles. This is more about industry-specific windows. Maybe a major software platform rolls out updates every fall, prompting searches for integration help or training.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Four clear types.
Yeah.
So how do we actually find these specific windows for our own business? Stop guessing, basically. What tools should we be using?
Well, the basics first. Google Trends is good for like a general pulse check, see where curiosity is peaking. But the real insights often come from Google Keyword Planner, specifically looking at search volume trends year over year.
Comparing historical data.
Yes. And even more powerful, your own historical analytics. Look at your website traffic spikes and look at your conversion rates, your lead quality data from last year compared to this year. That tells you the unique rhythm of your audience, not just the market average. That's the gold mine.
Okay, so that gives us the what and the when. Now, the really critical part, how do we actually use this? How do we turn this insight into, well, better results, more dollars? I think a lot of us know we should plan ahead, but maybe wait too long. So here's where it gets really interesting, the execution roadmap. Let's talk strategy. What's strategy number one?
Okay, strategy one is foundational, really. Build a content calendar around these cycles. It's non-negotiable. This shifts your content from being this constant reactive scramble to something more strategic. You plan your resources, blogs, white papers, maybe webinars, case studies, so they're ready before the peak search times actually hit.
Right. Let's use that example from the sources again, the compliance services one. If searches for corporate compliance services spiked hard in Q4, you can't wait until October to start writing that big guide, can you?
No way. That piece needs to be published ideally back in July or August.
Why so early?
Because content needs time. It needs time to get indexed by Google, to start building some authority, to maybe earn a few links, so that when that search volume wave hits in November, December, you're already visible. You're on page one, ready to capture that high intent traffic. Otherwise, you're invisible when it matters most.
That makes perfect sense. Being ready versus scrambling. Okay, strategy two deals with paid search, right?
Yep. Optimize Google Ads campaigns seasonally. This is huge for controlling costs and maximizing impact.
But hold on, if everyone knows Q4 is the peak, doesn't that just mean bidding wars? Don't smaller players just get priced out, even if their timing is right?
That's a really important question. And the answer isn't just bid higher. It's about smart seasonal bidding. You absolutely should not run the same campaign with the same budget all year round. That's inefficient.
So what do you do instead?
You analyze your historical data. You see exactly when conversions spike. Then you strategically increase your budget and your bids only during those high intent windows. And just as importantly, you pull back significantly during the low intent months. It's not about shouting the loudest all the time. It's about using your budget precisely when people are most likely to convert.
Okay. So it preserves budget during the quiet times.
Exactly. And the financial benefit, it's clear. Done right, this approach can significantly lower your overall cost per acquisition, CPA. You're spending aggressively only when the odds of conversion are highest.
That's working smarter, not just harder with the budget. Okay, strategy three is about protecting what you already have.
Sort of. It's about keeping your existing assets sharp. Refresh evergreen content before demand peaks.
Evergreen content. Yep. So the stuff that's always relevant.
Right. Foundational guides, core service pages, things like that. They might get traffic year-round, but they often see seasonal spikes too.
So like your guide to best HR software, maybe it spikes in March when people plan Q2 budgets.
Exactly. So you don't just leave that guide sitting there from last year. In January or February before that March spike, you audit it. Update stats, mention new trends, maybe refresh the call to action, or add a new case study.
Why? What does that do?
It signals freshness and relevance, both to users and to search engines. It keeps you competitive against content that hasn't been touched in years, gives you an edge right when people start looking again.
Makes sense. Keep the core strong and current. And the final strategy.
The final one is about the long game. Use this year's data to predict next year's trends. This is about continuous improvement. Every cycle, every campaign, whether it was a huge success or maybe fell a bit flat, you need to document what happened. When did searches really spike? When was the CPA lowest? When did you get the best quality leads?
So you're building your own predictive model.
Precisely. Your own proprietary model based on your results. Documenting the wins and, importantly, the losses lets you refine your predictions and your strategy for the next year and the year after. It's the engine for getting consistently better.
Okay, this roadmap sounds powerful. Mm-hmm. Essential, really. But we also know things can go wrong. Mm. What are the common mistakes, the budget drainers, that people need to watch out for, even if they're trying to do this?
Yeah, there are definitely pitfalls. The number one mistake, according to the sources, is probably waiting until the season actually starts.
The procrastination penalty.
Exactly. By the time search volume is peaking, your competitors who planned ahead, They're already ranking, their ads are optimized, their content is established. If you're only just launching then, you're a month behind. You're playing catch up and it's an expensive game to play.
Right, you're starting the race when others are halfway done. Okay, what's pitfall number two?
This one's maybe a bigger strategic oversight. Ignoring the off-season opportunities. A lot of marketers see search volume drop, conversions dip, and they think, okay, market's dead, let's pause everything.
But that's wrong.
It's a mistake, yeah. Because the off-season isn't dead, it's just different. Content you publish during those quiet months, it's crucial for capturing the early researchers.
Tell me more about them.
Yeah.
The early researchers. They sound valuable.
They really are. These are people maybe 6, 9, even 12 months away from making a purchase. They're doing deep research, due diligence. They're not searching buy now or best price. They're searching for things like in-depth comparison guide or strategic planning checklist or long-term implications of X.
Higher funnel stuff.
Exactly. High value, often lower volume searches. If you publish your really substantial foundational content, those long guides, white papers, maybe ROI calculators during the off season, you capture these people when competition is low.
Then you nurture them.
You got it. You warm them up over months. So when the peak buying season does hit, you're not just competing for cold traffic, you're converting leads who are already educated, already familiar with you. High quality conversions.
That's a huge shift in thinking. The off season isn't downtime, it's prime research time.
It ensures a much smoother, more consistent pipeline. Okay, and the third big mistake, one that can really drain the budget quietly, is overgeneralizing.
Meaning
you assume your industry cycle is the same as everyone else's, or you rely on broad market trends. You absolutely cannot do that.
So my niche software for, say, the oil and gas industry, its buying cycle might be tied to specific global energy conferences, not like standard summer holidays.
Precisely. If you base your launch timing on generic retail trends, when your audience follows a completely different calendar dictated by industry events or regulations, you'll miss. You'll launch at the wrong time for your specific buyers. You have to track your own data religiously.
Wow. Okay, this has been incredibly insightful. It really drives home that timing isn't just some nice-to-have optimization. It has to be core to the strategy itself.
It really is the alignment engine. The bottom line from all this, seasonal search trends aren't just about, you know, writing a holiday blog post or running a Black Friday sale.
It's deeper than that.
Much deeper. It's about aligning your entire marketing effort, your content, your SEO, your paid ads, your social, with the natural, predictable rhythms of your specific industry. And when you get that alignment right, well, you generate more qualified leads, often for less money. Your marketing budget just works smarter, more effectively.
So what does this all mean? What's the big takeaway here? I think the real power, the shift in thinking, is moving from being reactive, just chasing traffic when it spikes, to being truly predictive.
Mm-hmm. Getting ahead of it.
Exactly. Instead of playing catch up, the goal is to anticipate what your prospects will need and have the answers ready. Have your content mature and visible the moment they even start searching. When you nail that predictive ability, when you build your strategy months in advance based on data, consistent, scalable growth, it stops being just a goal. It becomes something documented, something reliable you can actually build your future plans on.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.